And I'd like for all of you to stand. Happy Mother's Day to all of our mothers. My mother had such a strong influence on my life. In fact, I don't know who is the guilty party, but when Lon and Marvin purchased half of the church parsonage and we purchased the other half, relatives told Lana, said, "Now you know, living with Dad is going to be like living with Nanny." She wouldn't tell me who told her that, but I thought it was a compliment, but evidently somebody didn't think so. Our speaker today is a very, very special person. Of course, she's married to our senior pastor, which makes her first lady of the church. But Lois was the first convert to come into the church after we came here in 1972. Lois had just finished her high school studies. She graduated second in her class. She's a very intelligent lady, very gifted. She's worked at Oscar Mayer for over 40 years. I don't know how many years, but it's over 40. If you meet Lois and talk with her, you'd think she's so passive. But trust me, she's not. We love her. We love her to death. And we'd like for her to come and bring us the Word of God today. Lois, we love you, honey.
You can be seated. I don't know about how your day was, but I think every mother in here can probably relate to this. I got up and we got here early because I was going to preach, and my husband had to print my notes. And so I went into my Sunday school class because I normally teach. And I went in there and I got the craft and I went to the copier. And the first copier was out of toner. So I went to the second copier and somebody was printing. And then that finished, and I got one page through, and it jammed. So thankfully, Jessica got it, and I got my craft. And I went back to my Sunday school room, and I checked the bathroom, and there's no toilet paper. So I go to the ladies' restroom over here. My Sunday school class is over there. I go all the way over here, because that's where I know the toilet paper is. And I get the toilet paper, and I walk all the way back there. And I look in the cabinet where Lindsay usually keeps the little thing to open it, and the little key's gone. So the only key I know is in the janitor's closet, which is over here. So I walk over here, and then I can't figure out which key it is, so I take them all. And then I go, and I get the toilet paper in the toilet paper holder. And then I said, I better take these back, because the one time I stuck them in my pocket, and I had them for a week. So I took them back, and then I looked at the clock, and it says 22, and I'm doing the meeting for pre-service prayer. Sometimes that's how your mother, it is as a mother. You know, so I'm going to do this for all your mothers. Just take a deep breath, let it out, relax, but don't fall asleep on me, okay? Because I know sometimes as a young mother, you can be awful tired, and these pews can be awful comfortable. Just bear with me. I hope I'm going to bless you this morning, and I really hope so. I went out and to feed the birds this morning, and I walked around my yard, and I looked at all the dandelions. But then I think, you know, there was a time when my daughter was three, And she brought me this beautiful bouquet of dandelions, and she thought she was picking me roses. And I can look at all the weeds that I can't get through to 8 days. But then I can close my eyes or just look around, and I see my irises in bloom. I see my violets in bloom. I see the lilacs in bloom. And I can take a deep breath, and I can smell them. You know, sometimes being a mother's like that. You can see the negative, or you can see the positive. I can look at, today I need to call my mom. I love my mom. I appreciate her. But I'm just hoping that she's going to have the strength to talk to me because she's having health issues. But, you know, I'm going to take that deep breath, and I'm going to say, this is a Monday. This is my Mother's Day today. I can put aside some of those things for one day, and I can enjoy the tribute that's given to me. And surprisingly, the only thing it takes to be qualified to be honored on this day is that you gave birth. I became a mom January 21st, 1983. You know, I'd looked forward to that birth for 8 months. And when I held that little baby in my hand, in my arms, first of all, there was relief. There was joy. But the overwhelming thing that I remember is thinking, oh, my God, what have I done? 18 years. I don't know a thing about raising this thing. It didn't come with instructions. I know I babysat. I know how to change a diaper. I knew how to give a bottle. But that's the easy stuff. You know what? You know who I wanted? I wanted my mommy. I wanted her to tell me that I could do this, that she would be there if I needed to ask advice. I didn't want her to come back down with a long list of things to do. I just wanted her to tell me that I could do it, that if I needed someone to ask, that she would be there for me. Isn't that funny? I remember when my sister was dying of cancer, and I went over there on a Saturday, and it was my day to stay with her because her husband could work, and she didn't want me. She wanted her mom. You know, never remembers how old we get. Sometimes we just want our mom. And unfortunately, there always comes a time in our life when she won't be there for us. And when, of course, once the baby comes, oh, how life changes. You're just not a mom in title. You become a CNA. Diapers, throw up, spit, everything else. And that lasts sometimes for quite a while. And you become a dietitian. Do I make my own baby food? Do I buy it? What brand do I buy? You know, do I provide them with a nutritious meal? Do I let them eat junk food? You name it. You become a chauffeur. You know, first maybe it's just to the doctor's appointments. Then it's just to the games. It's to the recitals. It's to music lessons. Whatever your kid gets involved in. And, of course, when they're little, you're the playmate. Because you might have only the one. So you're the playmate. Oh, I remember, I played house when I was a kid, and I remember my daughter saying, come play with me, Mommy. And I went, oh, Lord, it's been too long. And she would say, all you have to do is say this and say this and say this and say this. I thought, I don't remember this. But I thought, maybe that's because I was one of the oldest kids, and maybe I said this to the other one. Maybe I said, you say this and say this and say this. I don't know. Anyway, you become the playmate, and you become the teacher. This is red. This is blue. 1 + 1 = 2. If you jump off that whatever, you're going to break a leg. You become a cheerleader. You say, yes, you can sing that solo. Yes, you can do this. Yes, you can do this. I believe in you. If you don't believe in your kids, they're not going to believe in you, in themselves. You know, self-fulfilling prophecy, you tell your kids they'll never amount to anything, they probably won't. Be their cheerleader. Be there for them. And then if you add a second one to the mix, you become the referee. You know? I only had one. My daughter, I thought she enjoyed it. And she got older and she said, you know, Mom, I am not going to have a one and only. She has become the referee. You become the exercise coach. Get off that couch. Go outside. Play. Do something. You become the enforcer of bedtimes and curfews. Sometimes you have to be the bad guy. But, you know, boundaries and stuff, they give security to your children. You become the advice columnist. You know, I don't really think you should play with that. You shouldn't act like that. You should pray that God sends you the right person. Whatever it is. But, you know, sometimes you also have to have the wisdom not to say anything, that you do your advice columnist between you and God. And now in this day and age, you added something else. You have to be the online guardian. You have to know where they are and when they're on a computer, and you have to protect them from certain things. You just can't drop them off at the mall and pick them up 2 hours later. You have to really know what's going on in your kid's life. You know, and as a woman, all this is added, and you're still probably a wife. You probably work outside the home. You know, work-life balance, they preach that a lot. Do they live it? No, take my word for it, they don't. And it's no wonder we're tired sometimes. And if I was to give any new mom some advice, these are the six little simple points that I would give. A lot of them mirror the Word of God and the basic principles in the Word of God. The first one is love your child. It's the second greatest commandment, is to love somebody. And you can really mess a child up if you don't. And you can really mess them up if you play favorites. Say the words daily, because someday they're not going to be there to say them to. They're going to have left your home. Make sure they know that if there is disobedience, it doesn't stop the love. You cannot be pleased with maybe the action, but you will always, always love them. And let your no be a no. Don't let it be a maybe, or I'll change my mind if you bug me enough. Just let it be a no. Because if they know at 3 that a no is a no, at 13 they'll know that a no is a no. If you can't rule your house at 3, you're not going to rule your house when they're 13, 14, 15. And then own your mistakes and expect them to do the same. Don't be afraid to say, you know, I made a mistake, I am sorry. And expect them to do the same. There's nothing more frustrating at work when people just can't say, hey, I goofed. I take responsibility. Instead of blaming 5 other people for something they did. That is so frustrating. You know, teach them forgiveness. God forgives us. We should be able to do the same for our children. And teach them boundaries. School and work run on schedules and rules. And homes should too. I mean, don't be inflexible. But in the real world, you have to punch in at a certain time. You have to punch out at a certain time. You can't miss classes. You can't miss too much work. They fire you. You know, it's easier to teach them when they're little that dinner time's at dinner time and bedtime is bedtime. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but it's a lot easier to teach them then than at 13 and 14 when they're trying to get a job at McDonald's and they can't show up on time. And it's also a lot easier to deal with yourself and with your child if you've had a good full night's sleep. I mean, these are just some practical things. And teach them the law of sowing and reaping. If they never know there's a consequences, they just, you know, you don't want the policeman to be the first one to say there's a consequence in your life. The first one to say no. If you tell a child, if you don't pick up the toy, you're going to lose it for a week, mean what you say. It's just simple. Start out small. It'll grow with them. Equip your child for adulthood. you know, you read the training books and they say a child wants to be independent. And that is true. You know, they start, as soon as they learn to walk and crawl, they start their walk towards independence. And as a mother, you need to recognize that. You know, but you need to set the boundaries for the age and equip them. Sign them little chores that go with the age. A young child can clear the table. They can put away a towel. They can do simple things, and it just graduates as they grow older. You know, don't keep them small. Don't keep them in your home just because you have emotional needs. Equip them for life. When I look at it, when a child leaves a home, I think they should be able to do their own laundry. They should know at least how to clean the house. They should stay and know how to stay within a budget. Otherwise, you've just set them up for failure. It's a whole journey towards independence. We walked it. Our children need to walk it. And we need to equip them for such. When they walk out that door as an adult, we need to know in our heart that God can take care of them, that we've trained them the best we can. And we have to have the wisdom to let them go, make their own mistakes. Does it mean we don't pray for them? Does it mean we don't give them advice when asked? But we want them to come home. We don't always want them to come home to have a whole list of things they've done wrong and things they're doing wrong. We want them to come home because we love them and they know it, and we want a relationship with an adult person. See, being a mother can be full of joy or it can be full of heartache. And as a mom, we can give our children joy or we can give our children heartache. And so I want to give a challenge to the moms. Really, the best way to be a good mom is to be a good Christian. Whether we're birthing our own children or raising our own children, or we're birthing children in the church or raising children in the church, if we truly are a Christian, if we truly mirror the fruits of the Spirit in the attributes of God, our children will catch that. They will not necessarily catch our lectures and all the things we talk about. But if we truly, truly live the life, they will catch that. Galatians 5:22-23 says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against there is such no law." Ephesians 4:31-32 says, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you." If this stuff is mirrored in our home, we will have peace in our home. We will have joy in our home. I'm not saying there won't be things that come our way, but we will truly be worth the honor that we receive on Mother's Day. But also, as a mom, and I will be the first to admit this, I'm more of a Martha personality than a Mary personality. I can easily cook and clean and entertain you. But when it comes to the spiritual side, I've really had to step up to the plate as a pastor's wife. And sometimes you're tempted just to give advice off the cuff. But as a mom, as a pastor's wife, it really has to come from God. James 1:5-7 says, "If any of you lack wisdom, let us ask of God, that he giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not,
and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that is wavering is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Sometimes we feel that way, that our life is tossed. For let that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. I think the greatest thing we can teach our children is that we can receive something from God. I know right now, and this to me is the most important part, I know that I have not walked in the shoes of some mothers that are in here. I do not have a child with special needs. I do not have a child that needs healing. I do not have a child that is wayward. I do not have a child that refuses to talk to me. I do not have a mom that I cannot love and honor. Some of us have that. Some of us have health issues in our own life. Some of us have emotional issues. Some of us are facing emotional and physical needs in our own moms. And besides all the other stuff I need, we suddenly need to be authorities on nursing homes, assistant care, geriatric care, all that stuff that we have no idea what to do with. So as a woman, if I go way back, I also had no trouble conceiving. I have grandchildren I can hold and hug. I do not have empty arms. I'm past the emptiness syndrome. I have figured out my role after my child walked out my door. All of us as women, we face that stuff. We face pressures from our job. Sometimes we feel alone. We feel that we don't have the support we need. You know, the Bible says we ask not. We have not because we ask not. They said to ask. I want every woman, whether you're a mother or not, to stand up. I want you to close your eyes. I want you to think of what you're facing in your life. And I want you to draw a circle around it. And I want my husband to come behind me, and if Brother Grant can too, because they're going to join me. I want you to draw a circle figuratively around your problem today. And I want you to say in your heart and out loud when we start praying that God is bigger than this problem. My God is bigger. I will be like that widow that came every day to the judge, and I would say, God, you can answer this problem. I will see miracles. I will not try and second guess you. I will not say that they will come in this order. I will not say that I will not have to walk through the valley of the shadow of death with my mom. But I know you will be there. Your rod, your staff will comfort me. And if you are authority in the people that are standing in their life, or you are their husband, you are their father, I want you to gather around them, or are you just a friend? I want you to be that circle in their life. And I want us to pray that this Mother's Day, that the miracles will begin. That if we need to pick up that phone and say, hi, Mom, I know I haven't talked to you for a long time, but this is Mother's Day. Let it be today. I don't know what your problem is. Right now, God, we're going to ask in Jesus' name, we're going to ask for a miracle right here in this house and in these lives, in this body. And I want you to lift up your voice and I want you to claim it. Because your God, you have said we receive not because we ask not. And this morning we are asking in the name of Jesus. We are coming before you like the widow came to that judge. And we are saying, Lord, that we know you are bigger, that you can answer these problems in our life, that you can answer them. And we are believing right now that this answer is on the way. We are believing for healings for Clayton. We are believing for healings for Sister Powell. We are believing for healings for Sue. You know the names that need to be called, Lord. We are praying for the empty arms that ache for a child. You are our comforter, Lord. You are our comforter, and we recognize right now that you would come and wrap your arms around us. We are praying for those that do not have a mom, that you would be their comforter today, Lord, that you would walk with us and provide for us. We pray for those that have financial stress in their homes, that you are a provider, Lord. We pray for those that cannot get enough sleep because their children are young. We pray for their strength. We pray for their guidance. We pray for those that have teenage children that think they are the stupidest moms in the world. We pray for that you give them wisdom, that you give them guidance, that you walk with them and tell them that this is just a season. Every season in a mother passes, Lord. Some are better than others, but Lord, get us through this season. We just ask for your anointing, Lord, in our lives. Give us wisdom like we have never had it before. Help us to raise our children. Help us be an example to those around us. Help us to be an example to our grandchildren. Help us, Lord. Just help us to raise, whether there be our kids or new kids in this church. Help us, Lord, to be a mom like you want us to be a mom. Just help us. We pray for your wisdom and your guidance. And we thank you, Lord, for these answers. We claim them. We stand on every promise that is in this book. And we claim them and we thank you for them. Amen.
Like to do at this time, if we could just have all of our mothers, if our mothers would just come down to the front. Can we do that? And if your mom is here, come down to the front with your mom, if, whether you're a son or a daughter. I just want you to know one thing. You don't have to go through all of this alone. You know, God has given us brothers and sisters. Just everyone stand, if everyone can just stand. We can fit all of our mothers down here. We've got enough room. Just come on, move forward. And moms, we all hug on each other and hold hands. And if there's a mother next to you, if you can just all hold hands with one another. And as we can just fill in. And let's just take men, if you're back there in a congregation as men, let's just take and let's just begin to take and pray for our mothers. I thank God for a godly mother. And the mothers here, and I know my wife has already prayed, but let's just continue to pray. If you need a healing in your body, or if you're struggling and you feel open enough to share with the person next to you, maybe it's something that's deeply personable, but just ask them to pray for you or pray with you. Let's pray. Lord, I want to thank you, God. I want to thank you, Lord, for the word that has come forth today. Lord, we live in a day and we live in an age, Lord, where that it's very difficult to withhold, Lord God, godly morals in our homes. Lord, we are coming under attack in so many different ways. God, we've become so busy, Lord, chasing after anything and everything. God, I pray, Lord, for each and every one of our mothers here today. I pray, Lord, for the husbands, God, that are here, and the sons and the daughters that are here, that we would support our mothers, Lord, on this very special day of honor. But, Lord, Mother's Day, God, it's not just one day out of the year that we're supposed to love and honor our mothers, Lord. This is something, God, that you have given us as a commandment. Lord, one of the greatest commandments you gave us, Lord, was to honor our fathers and our mothers, Lord. And I pray, God, that your hand would be upon each and every one of my sisters here today. The struggles, Lord, the problems, Lord God, all of the various things. Lord, we have so many mothers, Lord, that there's no husband, there's no father figure in the home, Lord. And they have to play that, they have to be that mom, they have to be that dad, they maybe they have to be that grandparent, Lord. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would give them strength, God. I pray for the men and the sons and the daughters in this building this morning, Lord, that we would continue, Lord, to uphold our mothers, Lord, and uphold our grandmothers, and that we would continue, Lord, to pray, God, and to give them the honor. Lord, I thank you, Lord Jesus. I pray a special blessing today, Lord, upon each and every one of these mothers. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord. You are so awesome, Lord. You are such a great God. Such a great God. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Praise God. I want to just take here, and if our mothers, you're all down here, I want you to just take and just kind of greet one another. Give each other an encouraging hug. If you're not good with that, most moms are pretty good with that. We hug our children. If you're a son or a daughter here, find your mom and give them that hug today. All of the men out there, if you got a mom or a wife here, make sure you treat them on this day very special. If you're not good at cooking, take them out for a nice lunch. And if you would like prayer, if you need prayer for your body or if you're sick this morning, we'll be more than happy to take and pray for you. If you have any special needs that you would like to us to pray.